Well, to fishing now, and the New South Wales Minister for Primary Industries, Niall Blair, has ruled out stopping the reform process in the commercial fishing industry. Key fishing groups have opposed the reforms, saying they impose too much hardship, they will force fishermen out of the industry, and that threatens the viability of fishing cooperatives and fishing communities all along the coast. David Claughton's been monitoring the hearings. Now, David, Niall Blair appeared before the inquiry yesterday and was asked about stopping the reforms. What did he have to say?
Well, he defended the reforms, saying they are complex and difficult, but they'll fix problems that have been around for some decades. He pointed to a range of submissions supporting the reforms and the high volume of shares already traded in anticipation of these changes coming through, and also some potential benefits for the sector.
There are a lot of people, and that's come from submissions and evidence, that are saying that we need to get on with this. This has been dragging on for too long, and my point is there are many within the industry that have adjusted already. There are many that are waiting for our $16 million subsidy to adjust. And I believe that if we were to stop the reform now, we would be in a worse situation than we are presently.
So there are a lot of people who've made investments. But on the flip side of that, there are people who are really struggling financially with what will be required of them to stay in the game, and a lot of distress, which we've heard in recent days as well.
We've also heard that there are some fishermen that are panic buying shares, and the cost of shares is going up rapidly. What are we hearing about that, and what's driving that?
Well, there is a requirement that fishermen get to a certain minimum number of shares to stay in the game next year. So people have the option of waiting until there's a government-controlled share trading scheme. It's going to happen quite early next year, but they still don't know the date. They haven't been waiting, though. They've been getting in now to secure their business. Some 70,000 shares have been traded since May. The government says that's about 20% of the total. I think that might be higher, actually. And the weekly turnover is running above $200,000 a week. We heard from Tisha Lyman from Naruma at the inquiry on Monday, and she said the shares in her fishery have gone up more than 300%, but she bought them anyway because she was frightened she would miss out. We heard the same thing from the Clarence River Cooperative, saying their members have reported paying phenomenal amounts to secure shares, and she reckons that there'll be another adjustment in a few years' time because those fishermen will have borrowed to buy those shares, and she reckons in a few years' time those debt levels will just end up, you know, seeing them out of the industry. The minister argued very strongly, though, that fishermen need to participate in this share trading scheme that's coming up next year. It's very unusual. If you listen to what the minister says in a moment, it'll give you a sense of what's going on. It's like it's really a strange process that fishermen are being asked to trust. But he says it will smooth out the highs and the lows in the share price and ensure people get the shares that they need to keep fishing. He says people are just getting the numbers wrong as well when it comes to the cost of the shares that they think that's going to be.
We've seen in the media some fishers saying they need $1 million, right? When we looked at the numbers that we have, though, and we can't go and rebut this publicly because we're dealing with private information, but it's clear that some are using 365 days as firstly their figure, right, rather than looking at how many days they actually need to catch the level that they've been fishing at. Secondly, they've been looking at what the shares are advertised for on the market. Now, not what they're selling for or not what the final subsidised rate may be, but what their people are asking for those shares. So in some cases, they've taken the highest possible number, times it by 365 and come up with that figure. The other thing that they're not applying is the fact that if they're an active fisher, we will subsidise their share purchases. Now, I know that this is an issue that we have to continue to work with those fishers to explain what the numbers are, but unfortunately the only way we can do that is through the actual market process. So what we will need to do is make sure that fishers, number one, participate, because the shares will change hands not at the advertised price or not the price that the person is asking for. The market itself is a leveller and will bring it down to a realistic price. And then if they're an active fisher, we will step in and subsidise those active fishers for potentially purchasing all or some of their shares. If we go through that process and there are people that are still suffering hardship or are concerned about their predicament, we will we'll be looking and working with those fishers. As I've mentioned, we've spoken to the Small Business Commissioner. In relation to access to funds, we've underwritten the loans. We have said to Fishers, we will use your shares as security and provide low interest rate loans of up to $80,000 as well. For the first time in this state, young people that are getting up and working hard can now access low interest rate loans for us and buy their own business for the first time, because the banks wouldn't touch them because the shares had no value. But we see the value in the shares going forward.
That's the Minister for Primary Industries, Niall Blair, at the inquiry at Parliament House on Monday, just yesterday, talking about how this share trading scheme is going to work and really exhorting fishermen to stay with that process, even though most of them say, well, we've just got no idea how that's going to work. They're being asked to trust the Department of Primary Industry and the government on this one. The government also says, Niall Blair says, that if there are individual fishermen that don't get what they need through that process, he will consider government intervention in the market, which would be another extraordinary step in this extraordinary story. You might have heard there a mention of the Small Business Commissioner. He's inviting that person to come in and help liaise between fishermen and the Department of Primary Industry to solve any problems that they may have been having. Communication has been a big issue in this process. He also announced a new peak fishing body, and this has been an ongoing problem because fishermen are very independent business people. They found it very hard as a sector to come together into one body, and that's made it difficult for this process and makes it difficult for them generally to lobby for their interests. He says they'll set up a new body called ComFish, Commercial Fishing New South Wales, and then also create some working groups to respond to specific issues in each fishery. Every fishery is different. It's an incredibly complex process, but that's his pathway for going forward.